for 2016. As ACT Chief Executive Officer Martin Ruerta says, when a third of high school graduates are not well prepared in any of the core subject areas, college readiness remains a significant problem that must be addressed. But all the rhetoric about how schools are going down the tubes won't change the course of education unless parents and educators join forces to become a solidified team in shaping quality schooling for today's kids. It's time we change the conversation about education. School isn't just about cramming information into a child's head, making sure they can recall it so they test well, and getting A's that look great on a report card and college transcript. It's about mastering principles that carry into real-life applications. It includes identifying your child's unique skills and interests that encourage her to want to give back to her world. The quality of education a child receives has everything to do with preparation for life, both inside and outside the classroom. As Dr. Bill Bennett, former Secretary of Education, says, "The essence of education is, in the words of one philosopher, the transmission of civilization, the imparting of ideals as well as knowledge, the cultivation of the ability to distinguish the true and good from their counterfeits, and the wisdom to prefer the former to the latter." However, how much should parents count on teachers and schools to accomplish, and how much should be the role of the parent? And with a growing number of options for schooling, how can parents know what kind of education would be best for their unique child? Every parent wants their child to be able to compete, and compete well, in a highly dog-eat-dog world that grows more global by the minute. So, what does a quality education accomplish? It builds a cache of information that, if used with discernment, which is both taught and caught, helps shape thinking that goes on to transform families and culture. It prepares today's youth to become healthy, well-balanced individuals in their relationships and all of life. It grooms students to become contributing members of society, future leaders, and powerful difference makers in our world. Why is getting a good education so important? Because schooling isn't just about academic excellence. It's about real-life mastery so your child is groomed for success. Why am I so passionate about making sure your child gets the perfect schooling for her? Because my own educational path was a rock-strewn one. However, my parents, especially my dear saintly mom, you'll know why I say saintly in a minute, and a teacher who believed in me, as well as finding the right motivation, changed the course of my life. My story. I grew up in the Buffalo, New York area in a very modest home with two working parents whose total income never exceeded $12,000 in any given year. I did poorly in school. So poorly, in fact, that I have a vivid memory of sitting in a first-grade reading group, watching a girl who was eating paste instead of paying attention to her reading. But I also remember thinking, I know I don't belong in this group, so why am I here? Yet I continued to struggle through school, barely eking out any academic existence. It didn't help that I had a straight-A big sister and an older brother who was also a star. I even jokingly referred to him as God and got pounded frequently for it by him. So how could I compete? I distinguished myself by getting into trouble in order to be noticed. In fact, I was such a prankster that I drove one of my teachers out of teaching. It wasn't until April of my senior year in high school that an older teacher, she was about 45, pulled me aside and said, "Kevin, have you ever thought of using those skills you have to do something positive in life?" Skills? I thought, shocked. I have skills? It was the first time I remember a teacher encouraging me by saying I had skills. That moment was eye-opening. Up until then, only two people had truly believed in me, my mother and my father. My mom went out of her way to tell others, "But he's such a good boy," after I had gotten into trouble once again. Later in life, she confessed to me that she used to pray fervently for just one C to appear on my report card.